Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning the Sefer Oris HaKodesh, the section of Hisa'alus HaOlam, Hashkafa Elohit HaKovelet, Perek Hey. And as I mentioned in a recent shiur, there has been a new commentary. More and more commentaries on Rav Kook are coming out because Rav Kook's Svarim are very hard to understand. So Baruch Hashem, the people who understand him are writing commentaries to help us understand him even better. So this is written by Rabbi Yisachar Hyman, who is a Rav in Talmon, and this shir is going to be again in the Sefer Oris HaKodesh, in the Maimor Hashkafa Lokis HaKoleles, and it should be a schus for a zivuk hogum for Ilana Simon Bas Miriam and Yehuda Yaakov Ben Dina Chasha and David Moshe Ben Yehudis Miriam and Lepizev Ben Yehudis and Yaakov Ben Leah and Aviva Zahava Bas Miril and all the Yidden, Mordechai Yel Hill Ben Yosef Halevi, all the Yidden who need zivugim, Tova Bas Shena Rivka. They should all be zoche to a zivug hogun b'meheira. Says Rav Kook. Rav Kook gets into some very deep stuff here. The Oris HaKodesh is one of his more difficult svarim and deeper svarim. A lot of pnimius haTorah in these svarim in this sefer. So says Rav Kook. Teva hadavar she'aba hashkafa harigila osa hisbonus halokis haba mehedaya hamonotiistit. Shehi ha'ashkafa ha'yoter mefursemet, gam mitzad ha'emuna, hi mesabevet lefamim etzev v'chalishus nefesh, mepnei ha'rifyon haba b'ruach ha'odom, v'tziyuro, shehu ba b'tor nimtza mesubav, mugbal v'chalash, rachoku mehashlama ha'elohit, ha'meira bo'or teferet gvurata. Naturally, says Rav Kook, the normal way people look at the world is when people look at the world through monotheistic eyes, looking at the world as if there's one God, which is the more famous, the most famous perspective, even mitzad ha'emuna, even believers, we know that there's one God, and how do we relate to this God? We relate to this God as he's the creator and we're the created. And this can cause a great deal of eitzev. It can make one sad. You can get down. Because look at you, you're just a mesubav, you're mugval, you're limited, you're chalash, you're weak, you're rachok mehashlama elokit, you're very far, far from the godly perfection. B'yichud hachulsha meoreres al yedei havlota shachesronas hamusrim mislavtim, misbaltim b'nefesh, you look at yourself, you look at your level of midos, your level of musr, and then you start comparing yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the previous chapter, Rav Kook presented a very radical idea that deep inside, we don't even realize it, but we're jealous of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's so great and we're so nothing. So this can make a person feel weak. What am I? I'm a nothing. I've been a garnished. אמנם עלולה חולשה זאת להיות מתמעטת באותה מידה שאדם מוצא את עצמו איתן במעמדו הרוסרי המעשי והמידותי. So you can lessen this weakness, this sadness, this feeling of depression or despair by improving yourself, by becoming a better person, by doing good deeds, by having good midos. אבל מכל מקום אין החולשה נפקעת לגמרי. מפני ההשרה הזורמת של הצעירות החדלה לגבי הגודל האלוקי. המבהיל בתעצומות אין סוף את הרעיון היותר רחב. Nevertheless, at the end of the day, you're still feeling chalishas hadas. You're still down. Why? Because you still realize that you, compared to God, is you're not even in the same league. So that can get a person down, and that's the hashkafa hayoter mefursemet gam mitzad ha'emuna. This monotheistic perspective of God being the creator and we being the created, and we're so far from God, and he's so great, and we're so nothing, that can get a person down. And that's the common faith of man. Pachot mehashkafa hazot, miyagat et ha'adam, hashkafa ha-monotheistit, hanotel hasbara הפנתיאסטית, השפינוזית, כשהיא מזדככת מסיגיה, המובלדת בחלקים רבים ממנה, בחלק התבוני של החסידות החדשה, שאין שם דבר מבלעדי האלוקות. Here you see the broadness of Rav Kook. Rav Kook read Spinoza. He knew what Spinoza was talking about. Spinoza, we know, was a Dutch Jewish philosopher who was born in the year 1632, and he died in the year 1677, and he was excommunicated by the Jewish and the Christian community because of his very controversial viewpoints. And the center of his shita is that whatever you see in nature is God. That's pantheism or Spinozaism. Whatever is nature is God. God is not beyond nature. God is nature. So this understanding, this philosophy, which is called pantheism, understands that there is, and believes that there is no supernatural God. And there's no meaning to a God who gives mitzvahs. What, therefore, is the source of all musur, of good behavior? Man. Not something outside of man, because there is no God outside of man. Now you understand why they put him in why they excommunicated him. So, nature is God. Now that is Spinoza. In Hasidus, they emphasized a very similar yet different idea. We don't say, like I once heard Shlomo Fischer, who's one of the Gedolei Hador, in the sense of knowing more Torah and being smarter than just about everybody else, if not everybody else, and knowing Kabbalah and philosophy and Gemara and Rishonim and Achronim and everything. He's something else of Shlomo Fischer. So he also put out the Or HaShem of Chasdei Kreshkash. So he once was talking about the difference between, I think he was actually quoting Rav Kook, the difference between Hasidus and Spinoza, Havdil, and pantheism, is that they believed that nature is God, and we say, Hasidus says, God is in nature. So we are not saying that this blade of grass is God. We're saying that God is in this blade of grass. Saying this blade of grass is God is obviously asur and avodah zarah and a terrible thing to say. But saying that God is within nature, that is chassidus. That's the Kabbalah Sa'ari. So whatever we see, we don't have an existence outside of God. God isn't somebody out there who just sort of created us and we're a bunch of nothing. No. It's more than that. God is within all of us. And our mitzias, that it looks like there's a physical world, is all a fiction. It's all imagination. Les asar panui mine. There's no place outside of him. Or to quote the Heilig Bala Tanya on the Shaar Yichud Ve'emunah, Shanasham eina me'aveh guf me'ayin li'esh, aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu hua me'aveh hakol me'ayin li'esh, hakol boto v'mitzius eslo. Everything is boto at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created the world ex nihilo. L'chein hutzrich hakosav l'hazir v'yadato hayom v'ashivoslo el v'vecho. Shlotah l'adatcho sh'ashamayim v'chol tzuvam v'oritzu m'loa heim dover nifra b'fnei atzmo. Don't think that the world is something outside of God. No siree, God is within the world. God gives the world its chiyus. Kol atzmusam uhusam nishava mi'ayinim efetz muchlat. The whole of heavens and earth, everything was created from nothing, from the word of God, and he's giving them life at every minute. That's what Hasidus teaches. All of the mitzias of ruchnias and gashmias and anything beyond our mitzias, it's all from God. Everything we see is all a figment of our imagination. So if it's not real, if this tefillin aren't real, so then why do I have to put them on? So from my perspective, they look like tefillin, they act like tefillin, they talk like tefillin, they walk like tefillin, so I have to put on the tefillin. But the MS, we don't really exist. All we are is the chiyus ha'alokus. The only thing that really exists is godliness. And we are not an autonomous being. We are not outside of God. God dwells within us and gives us and everything their lives. So the way Rabbi Hyman puts it in his Sefer, is that b'nigud l'Shpinoza shehorid et ha'elukim l'metziut ha'tivit, ha'chassidut ma'ala et ha'metziut ha'tivit l'elukim. In contrast to Spinoza, who brought God down to nature, and he said, yeah, all nature is as God. No. Chassidus elevates nature and says, we elevate it to God, that it's all godliness, but again, we don't bow down to the blade of grass or the tree. We say there's godliness giving this tree its life. Ha'adam motzei et atzmo, shim ach lo yitfos b'tochiyuto makom b'fnei atzmo, she'az b'hikar'o b'dimyono mehashlamot shel en tachlit ha'elokit, hu vaday chadal v'rafui ve'einenu klum. According to the first perspective, we're really not worth all that much. We're chadal, v'rafui, and we're not much. Ve'enenu klum od yoser me'ayin klum shel bitul ha'erki shebal yideh ha'tztayris ha'rishon v'nei she'azu v'nechshu shaman yesh'ezim etziyus lo b'fnei atzmo b'gvula v'tum chevtzo v'akarasa v'rikshosa v'netiyosav el she'olam u'kadim be'en shiur at kdei chulsha v'afziyus. According to the first perspective, we exist. We have a true metziyus, which can be mechazik us. Oh, I'm a yesh. But then you realize how small you are. I'm saying, just imagine us compared to the vast universe. Much, 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 much smaller than a speck of dust. And imagine us compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you are an autonomous being, according to the first perspective, that God created the world and He's there and you're here, so we're nothing. We're afsius gemura umuchletes be'etzem. That's the first perspective. We're einenu klum. Lokein v'hashkafa shnia. But according to the Hasidic perspective, the Beshtian perspective, the perspective based on the Arizal, hamasperes, I'm zocha to sit now about a 15-second walk from where the Arizal was born. I just have to go down my stairs. If I would jump out the window, it would be quicker. But I go down my stairs and I go across the way. There's a little narrow road, which if you're listening to this shir, I'm pretty sure you've walked down that road, called Rehov Or HaChaim. And that's where the Arizal was born. So according to the second perspective, that godliness is within everything. Hamazberes she'en davar chutz meha elokut hamuchletet, imken hashikua b'nitiyotav hapratiyot shel ha'adam, hanishanot al hashkafat ha'chayim, shiyesh eizem b'tziyut pratit hovel la'atzma, afilu b'tzura shebekatnut, hurak hevel v'shav nite. So according to the second perspective, there's nothing outside of God. So when you talk about yourself, your own netios, there are none. That's hevel v'shav nite. Because we don't really have that. According to the first, the way we might be very small, but at least we exist. At least we have our own independent life. According to the second way, we don't even have that. So that should get us down even more. According to the second perspective, according to the Bashtian perspective, we mamish them. The first way you exist, you're just very small. God's much, much bigger than you. According to the second way, you don't even exist. It's not that you're small, it's that you're not. So how do you deal with that? Zakrif Kuk Givaldik. Mikol Mako Meina Dover Kane, it's not so. Elishizoachona me shiva la adam miyadis oz nitzcho. The second approach, the Bashtian approach, restores to man his strength, his power. Hirak me'odedes oso. It encourages him. She'ein lo lishkoch es amitas havayoso. He shan't forget. He shall not forget his true existence. V'shalav etorchek mikol achot achem rovim emachshava ta'utit shal yeshut shal atzmo prati. Don't think that you're an autonomous being. Don't make that mistake and think you exist outside of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ha'karu b'ruchani ito me'ayin sof eloki. And you are gripped away in your ruchnius from the Ein Sof. Because that's what he said at the beginning of the section. She'az, if you think that you exist, b'hi karo b'dim yeno me'ashlamot shel me'ashlamut shel ein tachlit ha'elokit, huvadai chadal v'rafui. Once you're cut away from God, you're ripped away from God, then you're nothing, because God's out there and you're over here and you're a zak kind of mensch. We're so small. Aval kevan shehutzoid al derech zeh. Ein la'od lechbosh davar shal metzius ki in davar shal gimim kozev. Kfar hu mu'usha ve'ein self. So if you realize that you're really part of God's infinite light, that's an amazing feeling. So it's not that we're nothing, it's not that we don't exist. It's that we exist only insofar as we are part of divinity. Now that is huge. It's not that we're nothing and we're zero and we don't have a metzius, which is the superficial perspective, but it's that all of our metzius comes from godliness, from the chiyus ha'elokis, and that is great. Umnam be'emet ein avodah zo kala kol kach kamo shemetzayer otah dimyon b'chora ha'yitziyah l'chofesh mimasger ha'dimyon hi avodah lo pachot kasha mehayitziyah l'chofesh me'ezeh masger metziyuti. But don't think that this is an easy job. This challenge that is presented by Chassidus to go beyond the dimyon and see that everything is godliness is just as difficult as being released from captivity. Our imagination, our perspective is in captivity because we don't know God, we don't see the world as being godliness. So to break free from that perspective and see everything in its true godly state is a big avoda. But mikol makom sof sof oz ruach lo hu yosir mehamachshava harishona. But it's going to give you a lot more strength of spirit than the first thought, than the first perspective. The first perspective again was that God is out there, He created you, and you're so small. The second perspective says, "Hey, you don't even exist, only insofar as you are part of godliness." And that's what strengthens you. Now, to see that isn't so easy, but that's what can give you chizuk. Aval I afshar lageshet eileha, ki im al yidei hargel hagadol, vahetlamdut hasichlit hayotir zaka, sheafshar lihiyot al pi ashkafa rishona, ve'az hi malbeshet et hamachshava achrona be'ora lechol prateha, ve'naset la beit kibul ve'hechal Hashem Behichal Kacho. In order to get to the Hasidic perspective in its complete form, there is a need first to go beyond to adopt the traditional perspective, the first perspective, and that is that first you have to be mechazik the world, and you have to say yes that we exist, and that develops the brain and the imagination. It gives you koach, it gives you otzma. I'm a somebody. And then, after you realize that you're a somebody, comes the chassidish tfisa, comes the chassidic understanding, and shows that all of the greatness in the metzias is all godliness. If somebody starts off thinking everything is godliness, then he loses out. Because then all he's seeing is the godliness. It's a very, very small world with godliness. We don't want that. We want this to be a big, strong world with godliness. So first, the Rav Kook isn't saying take one perspective or the other. Rav Kook is always trying to find the harmony, which he does very beautifully here as well. He says first take the first attitude of the world exists and we have kochos and we have a reality and we're outside of God. That strengthens the world. And then once you are ma'atzim, once you enhance the power of the world with the perspective A, then you advance to perspective B, the Hasidic, the Beshtian perspective, and you say, you see this big, strong world? It's all godliness. Rav Kook was a Zati for Mensch Rabosai. I will assure you that this is doing very good things for your neshama as we speak to learn these Torahs. אך אף על פי שהעולם העיוני והרגשי השירי הוא יותר מזדקח ומתעלה ידי המחשבה השנייה המלאה מאור הענבה וביטו היש מכל מקום עולם המעשי איננו יכול להיות הולך את דרכו על פי הסתכלות התדירית העליונה הזאת ומוכרח הוא האדם להנמיך את אורו מצד הכרח את סתגלותו לעולם המעשה ולהיות קשור בהמחשבה ההיכלית הראשונה אבל בידיעה ברורה שהיא איננה מחשבה ברורה כשילה עצמה ולא תלה מגרמה כלום אלא שהיא מסובבת בסיבוב שכלי וציורי במהלך המחשבה העליונה של הסתכלות השנייה שאמרנו So I what I didn't do before I also wanted to explain the pasuk I was like Rav Kook puts new meaning into psukim so when it says in the pasuk Hashem beheichol kodesho we're making the world into a heichol and we're seeing how the whole world if you have the second perspective the whole world is this big beautiful strong heichol and God is in this heichol and that is shines makes the second perspective shine but then Rav Kook says that the Hasidic perspective is very very beautiful because it connects us to God and to infinity and beyond infinity however the Gashmiistic world loses out because then why should I develop the world why should I build buildings and airplanes and develop my business and have a startup company because the world is all dimyon vishav nita it's all a big mistake it's all an optical illusion so in the Hasidic perspective the world becomes abandoned and alone and neglected is the word that I was looking for so if that's the case you can't just adopt the Hasidic perspective because I'm trying to sound intellectual now so I go to my English accent so the one must also then revert back to the first perspective which gives the world an independent existence and then you're going to want to develop the world and that's what we're supposed to do so it emerges then that Rav Kook is not negating either you need both You need to start with the first perspective. The world exists. I exist outside of God. Then, since I exist, I'm big and the world is big. Obviously, compared to God, I'm still small, but I'm something. I have a reality and the world has a reality and I look around me and I see big buildings. And then you say, no, it's all godliness. But even after you say it's all godliness, but when you get up in the morning, you go to work, you got to say, okay, But the veld is still a veld. So, v'az ha'olam ha'mamashi na'asa mizuraz u'meluban u'malei tzedek ve'olam ha'machshavi mitgaber ve'ole mibirchat mikoro ve'hem mitachadim tamid al yidei habatot meuchadot u'merkaz ha'veya meuchad b'yichud ishlim. And how do you make this harmony? How do you make this achdus? By having a dual perspective. On one hand, to say that this world is a world, because according to the first perspective, you're going to want to develop the Gashmistika world because the world exists. And according to the second perspective, you are developing the world in a Ruchniistika way because you're saying the world is all godliness. So you're going to see godliness in everything. So that's how you're going to get to the Ayidei Habatot Muchadot. We have this dual perspective. And then, Merkaz Havaya, the center of existence, is going to be Me'uchad B'Yichud Shlim. It's going to have a complete Yichud of perfection, the beautiful world of both the world existing outside of God, and then the world only having a godly existence. You're going to want to develop the physical as well as the spiritual world. So I'm very, very glad, my sweetest friends, that we're able to learn this Torah together. And we should be zocha to go maila maila the Torah v'chassidus of the U.S. Shemayim Torah. Amen, amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.